AI News by Conjero.
Amazon SageMaker Jumpstart is moving in a pretty interesting direction. Instead of starting from generic templates, AWS is offering use case-based deployments with optimized, predefined configurations.
So it's less blank slate, more curated starting point. That could save teams a lot of time, especially when the real challenge is getting a model into something deployable, not just picking the model itself.
Exactly. The big promise is faster path to an operational endpoint that fits latency, cost, security, and observability needs. And AWS says teams still get full visibility into the deployment details.
That part matters a lot. If a platform is making choices for you, you need to see what those choices are. Otherwise, it starts to feel like a black box, and production teams usually can't work like that.
Right, and the idea seems to be standardization without hiding the plumbing. The presets map workload categories to infrastructure and serving defaults, but they're meant to preserve inspection and, at least in AWS's framing, enhanced customization.
Which makes sense for MLOps teams that keep rebuilding similar serving stacks. If the preset matches the workload, you can reduce guesswork around instance shape, scaling, network posture, and integrations.
But there's a catch. If a team forces a preset onto a workload it doesn't really fit, they could end up with a setup that's neither fully custom nor actually well matched to the problem.
And that's where governance comes in. Visibility into the live configuration isn't just a nice feature. It's what lets reviewers understand the assumptions behind the preset and decide whether it belongs in production.
It also shifts the platform's role. Jumpstart looks more like a prescriptive deployment catalog now, which can be appealing for enterprises that want speed and consistency without giving up all control.
But the trade-off is real. The more teams standardize on provider-curated deployment patterns, the more their rollout habits and monitoring expectations get tied to that platform's abstractions.
So the benefit is quicker deployment and less drift across projects, while the risk is overgeneralizing a preset that was never meant for every traffic pattern or compliance requirement.
That's the balance here. AWS isn't removing operational judgment, it's relocating it. Teams still have to decide which workload profile to standardize, how much flexibility to give up, and when to step beyond the preset.
AI News by Conjero.